I'll admit it, I have to, that today I had an experience hustling fags that for once turned me on. Quite a bit, in fact. There's this porno movie house on 14th Street, and though the films are strictly girly, there's a large clique of fags who hang around the men's room and the tiny lounge outside it down in the basement. Hungry variety of all sorts of gays ready to stalk like sissy falcons. The scene works like any subway peek on the sneak gig. You're taking a piss and a quick shuffle breaks out for the adjoining urinal. I finally remember that name. I was getting sick of calling them piss machines. And as Fruit starts whacking his doodle, I zeroed in on my neighbor. I work mine up hard, stick out my hand, flashing three fingers. He takes out $30 worth of bills, slow and somber. I could see this guy ain't used to hustles. The dude probably figured he was copying freebie and shoves it into my pocket, climbs down the fingers to his blood-throbbing purchase and gives a few nibbled yanks on it. By now I've realized that the door at the top of the stairs is intentionally loud so that everyone gets back to normal, so to speak, positions until a lookout near the door gives the okay, all clear that it's not the boys in blue. So corny as the procedure that it's a bit sexy in some melodramatic sense. Anyway, a few more jiggles with that wrist and my man is on his knees as everyone scrambles from the lounge outside and circles around ringside while he begins humming a familiar tune down below. Now I must tear from my soul's depths out of faithfulness to the muse of truth and admit the strange pleasure cast on me by this naughty act of perversion for profit. But, bullshit aside, some weird sensation did shoot a blood rocket up my zone and an incredible rush of power shook me. All these faces staring at me, fucking a mouth on its ground. Hordes of different faces, I scan each. Some so nasty, some total femmes in drag. S&M freaks with their hard butch crew cut stares. Those leather freaks look tough, but they can't fool me because once you get them down alone in bed, they pay and lay in their belly to be fucked as dainty as any queen. Then there's the inevitable old gay, genial chaps. No other sex for them anymore but to look on and remember. I've seen them all and I see them now, slobbering fat neuros. Some jacking off right open, others just clutching it inside. Some guys swapping feels off each other. I begin to fantasize on each as I start getting hotter and hotter. I see all the teachers I've ever had, and fat principals, basketball coaches, and old superintendents from 6th Street years ago, age 7. Famous poets from all times down. A giggling drag queen unshaven in the corner. There's all the girls I've ever fucked. I see cops who busted me, judges. Oh yes, all the judges drooling. The door slams upstairs and a sudden pause. An uptight Jew signals the okay. He looks at me with soft assurance in his voice, says, it's all fine, go ahead. As he becomes the one man from my past I hadn't seen, watching too. Now as I shoot hard into the mouth beneath and hurry to zip her up, watching the faces change back to black and white cartooned old men, obscure members of the New York Night.